Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. Today I'm talking with Vicky Smart, New South Wales DPI's Livestock Officer Dairy, based at Berry. Well, Vicky, what are the financial benefits of well-grown heifers that calve 24 months versus older, smaller heifers?
In terms of the benefits, heifers that are well-grown can compete better within the herd. They can also produce more and produce it earlier than animals that are older, say, for example, around 36 months versus your 24 months, and getting them into their dairy on a timely and well-grown fashion. It's been quite well proven that heifers that are well-grown and well-conditioned and hit the dairy around that 24 months are also, apart from the milk benefits of doing it, are also more fertile and will conceive earlier into future lactations. And there is less risk of them having calving difficulties or being culled. So they tend to, adequately grown heifers will last longer, produce more, and be in your herd for a lot longer.
To get the heifer to an adequate growth rate, will I have to look at supplementary feeding of the heifers to achieve those growth rates?
It will depend on where you are in the seasonal conditions, but generally we tend to do quite a good job up to weaning. And from weaning into the dairy, there'll be seasonal times in which there are feed pinches. And identifying where they are for your area will determine how much you need to supplement. But on a general basis, most heifers need supplementation to achieve these growth targets, and ensuring that they've got the balance of nutrients is quite important, and that will depend on the type of feed base that there is available. So yes, we will have to feed and supplement them to get to these targets, but knowing when your feed gaps are is crucial in terms of a feed plan for these heifers.
Well, we're looking at the economics of better heifer rearing, but will it cost more to rear those heifers to a better level?
Depending on your system, not necessarily. It will impact you on a cash flow in terms of supplementation. But in the long run, that tends to pay itself off, particularly if you are getting them into the dairy and producing earlier, they pay their way. In terms of looking at achieving the target of getting the heifers in at 24 months, versus, say, 36 months, you've got another 12 months of feeding that you will save on.
So will the benefits outweigh the costs?
Yes, Bruce, in most times where we've done the figures and the maths on it, the benefits have always come with more money in your pocket. For example, doing a better job and having heifers big enough so that they produce will give more milk over a lifetime and on a cash flow basis than delaying when she enters in the herd, regardless of whether you've got a supplementary feed her to get her to a growth target. You'll always have a better performance response from those heifers.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on Dairy.